This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit out at Congress, calling them the biggest opponent of the Constitution. Replying to the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament in Rajya Sabha, he alleged that Congress's mindset is to oppose SC, ST and OBCs. He also accused the main opposition party of insulting former President Ramnath Kovind, adding that it left no stone unturned to also insult President Draupadi Murmu. Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is not only a compilation of articles, but its spirit and words are valuable for the government. He said that the Constitution is a lighthouse to give direction to the government. Lauding the contribution of Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar, the Prime Minister said that the Constitution is entering in the 75th year. On the vision of the NDA government during its third term, Mr. Modi said that the fight against poverty will be the key agenda of the government and the country will emerge victorious against poverty. Mr. Modi said pace, depth and extension of the welfare schemes will be the top priorities of the government. He highlighted that the government is committed to make the country the third largest economy of the world in its third term. He said the country will witness massive change in the public transport system in the next 5 years. He said under the PM Kisan Samman Yojana, over 10 crore farmers have been benefited and over 3 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed to farmers in the last 6 years. When the Prime Minister was making the statement, the opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party, RJD, Left and other created ruckus and came into the well. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar asked them to take back their seats. Later, the opposition parties walked out from the house. On the opposition's walk out, the Prime Minister said, the opposition does not have courage to listen to the answers of those queries raised by them. He termed the walk out of opposition an insult of the upper house. The chairman too expressed his displeasure over the opposition's walk out. Earlier when the house met this morning, the discussion resumed on motion of thanks to the president's address. Rangwore Narzari of UPPL said, the North East region has flourished due to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Act East policy. He said peace has been brought in the region and several militant groups have signed peace treaties. The House paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in the tragic incident in Hathras, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said loss of lives and injury in this tragic incident is painful and unfortunate. He said all the necessary steps are being taken to provide medical aid to the injured. He said authorities have set up a committee to investigate the matter. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge suggested that law should be made to stop such kinds of incidents. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath today took stock of the situation at Police Lines Hathras after the tragic incident of stampede yesterday. He has reached District Hospital Hathras to meet the stampede victims and their families. Chief Minister has ordered a thorough probe into the incident. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter under chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. A total of 121 people have lost their lives and 31 were injured in the stampede that took place at a satsang of a religious leader in Pulari village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today raised New Delhi's strong concern on Indian nationals who are currently in the war zone with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov at Astana in Kazakhstan. Dr. Jayashankar pressed for their safe and expeditious return. Both ministers had wide-ranging conversation on India-Russia bilateral partnership and contemporary issues on the sidelines of the SCO summit. They noted the progress in many areas since their last meeting in December last year. In Wimbledon Open tennis today, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on Giovanni Mepetishi-Pericard and Adrien Mannarino of France in the men's doubles first round. Another Indian, Sumit Nagal, will also mark his presence in the doubles men's doubles along with his partner Dusan Lajovic of Serbia. They will face the Spanish duo of Pedro Martinez and Jaume Munar in the first round. And monsoon has passed through Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Tripura and moved toward Manipur. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, in the national capital, generally cloudy sky with moderate rain, thunderstorm and lightning is likely for 5 to 6 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.